One of the great joys in my life is introducing people to Summit Beer. Over the last 14 years, talking about Summit on the air, I've been able to tell many stories about introducing Summit the way some people introduce a girl to a guy. I'm not a matchmaker in that respect, but I do like matching decent people with decent beer. Every now and then I match a slug with a Summit too, but I never feel good about it. When you give someone a Summit and they sip it and their eyes light up and they can't believe a beer tasting like that exists here in the Midwest, made here in the Midwest. They can't believe, because they've grown up with swill, they've grown up with the crap pushed on them by their parents, although parents shouldn't be pushing beer on kids, but we who had those kind of parents understand that they weren't trying to make addicts out of us. They were just trying to calm us down. The same way on an airplane you see someone giving an infant some whiskey to help them sleep. It's not healthy, and that seems like a lot of whiskey sometimes, and then if you give them too much, you have weird things happen between the baby and a stewardess or between the baby and a... Well, I'm not going down that road with this Summit ad. What I wanted to say about Summit is when our parents push that crap on us, Buckhorn, Fox, Deluxe, Cold Spring. Sorry, Cold Spring. Hate to do it to you, but you remember the beers. Hauenstein, Pfeiffer. We didn't know any better. And they were just, you know, having gone through the Depression, they were just giving us the cheapest stuff they could find. My dad went into a liquor store and said, "What's the cheapest beer you have?" "Well, here, I'll wring out this towel into a jar, Maury, and you can leave with that." "Fine. Give me two if there's a better deal when you get two." No, Summit's not the cheapest beer in the world. It is not. But here's the deal. When you buy Summit, and you can't afford it because it's just beer, it's not a house, okay? When you buy Summit and you're holding that glass and you're sipping it, the richest people on earth are not drinking a better beer at that moment. For one moment in your life, you're king. Summit Brewing Company, St. Paul, Minnesota.